Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to God. We want to welcome you to the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. Here we are under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Darlene Sunday, the wonderful woman of God. Hallelujah to God. And today is February the 10th already. There's 10 days in February that's gone by. Hallelujah. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. Thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Father, to the name of Jesus, the Lord God, that we come, O Lord God, to the prayer, deliverance ministry, Lord God, in this hour of power, pray, Lord God. Asking you, Lord God, to touch each and everyone individually, collectively, O Lord God. God, we come asking this morning forgiveness for sin, O Lord God, sins of omission, sins of commission, O Lord God. God, we ask, O Lord God, that you would just continuously bless, O Lord God, that you would touch and bless the broadcast, God, that you would cover the phones, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would touch in a mighty way, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for raising us up this morning, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Had activity of the limbs, O Lord God. Pressing our way, O Lord God. Songwriter, one trail of song. Pressing on the upward way. New heights we gain in every way. Love, help, place our feet on solid ground, O Lord God. Lord God, we have many people here, Lord God, and cue, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Actually, that you touch, O Lord God, that you meet the needs, O Lord God. That you touch you in high blood pressure, low blood pressure, osteoporosis, sugar, diabetes, O Lord God. That you would bless each and everyone, Lord God. We thank you for all that come to facilitate, O Lord God, and to join into the circle, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you for all the prayer requests being answered, O Lord God, and the miracles that you work so great, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, need a touch from you this morning, O Lord God, to continue on today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you this morning in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Bless our children, our grandchildren, great-grands, O Lord God, as far as you would call, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For God spoken once or twice, if I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. God, we pray for Pastor Dolly, O Lord God, that you would bless her, keep her strong, O Lord God, as she stand at the helm in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Everybody that's in the body of Christ, O Lord God, we have place to see, O Lord God, because it had pleased you, O Lord God, and we're called upon your purpose, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Strengthen us, O Lord God, on every side, O Lord God. Lord God, strengthen and bless God in the name of Jesus, God. Those that have gone through a time of bereavement, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those that are in the hospital, oh Lord God, and don't feel like they're going to get well, oh Lord God. We ask, oh Lord God, that you send ministers, missionaries, oh Lord God. Words to comfort hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those that are entrepreneurs, oh Lord God. Those that need vehicles, oh Lord God. Those that are in financial straits, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those that need salvation to touch from you, Lord God, to send family salvation, God. It's in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we stand here, oh Lord God, and we praise you, God. We came to worship you, Lord God, for the activity of limbs, oh Lord God. God, we come this morning to bind Satan, oh Lord God, and all of his cohorts, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, as we enter into your presence with thanksgiving, oh Lord God, and onto your court, oh Lord God. We're thankful this morning, oh Lord God, and we bless your holy name, oh Lord God, realizing, God, that you are our God, oh Lord God, and you have been our God in all generations, oh Lord God, before the mountains were bought, even before ever and everlasting, everlasting, oh Lord God. You have been our dwelling place in all generations, oh Lord God. So we come, oh Lord God, here with the prayer and prayer deliverance ministry, oh Lord God. All the whole team here, Lord God, and everyone that stand in the circle, oh Lord God, set ourselves in the court, oh Lord God, and in blessing that you would bless, oh Lord God. Call and remember, oh Lord God, you said, and multiply, oh Lord God. You would multiply, Lord God. As for me and my house, oh Lord God, we will serve the Lord, oh Lord God. Lord God, meet the needs, oh Lord God, that have been resting on people's minds since they got up this morning, oh Lord God, that you're going to touch, heal, deliver, and set free today, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So as we go forth, oh Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, oh Lord God, we thank you, oh Lord God, for your Holy Spirit that meets us here, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that we be able to stand before the open heavens, oh Lord God, on this 10th day of February, Lord God, and give that name the honor, the glory, the praise, oh Lord God, as you have set the rhythm of the day, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Strengthen us, oh Lord God, to fight this battle, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Oh Lord, if you come, oh Lord God, you come to rob, kill, steal, and destroy, oh Lord God, and to end, oh Lord God. Lord God, let the spirit of tiredness, oh Lord God, the weariness, oh Lord God, hallelujah, God, those that are suffering, oh Lord God, while panic attacks, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and mental illnesses, oh Lord God, those that are bound with controlled substance today, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would break the yoke today, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we realize, oh Lord God, that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. Lord God, neither have ears that have entered the hearts of men which you have prepared for us that love you, oh Lord God. God, we pray for even those Olympians, oh Lord God, that are there, oh Lord God, and they're doing acrobatic things, oh Lord God, to achieve a medal, Lord God. But Lord God, we are running for that race for heaven, oh Lord God, trying to forget about the things that are behind us, oh Lord God, reaching for all the things that before us, pressing toward the mark of the prize that is high, that in the high calling that is in Christ Jesus, running, God, that you would strengthen us, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God, that you would give us even the garment of praise, oh Lord God, for the spirit of heaviness, oh Lord God, rebuke confusion, oh Lord God, and on the sightfulness, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we come because we love you, oh Lord God. So we enter into that culture, oh Lord God. We came to worship you today, oh Lord God. We came to praise your name today, God, in the name of Jesus. For God has spoken once or twice, and I heard this, that power belongs to the God. So, Lord God, we come, oh Lord God. We come to praise you, Lord God. We come to worship you, oh Lord God, in the Jesus' mighty name, God. We thank you, oh Lord God. Bless our children, our grandchildren, oh Lord God. God, drive out the spirit of COVID, Lord God, or whatever type it's going, whatever it's trying to avert to, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you touch the governed heart, oh Lord God, and those, oh Lord God, that have the rule over us, oh Lord God, that you would touch, oh Lord God. They're saying that they want to take down the mask mandate, oh Lord God, and it's confusing coming up, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. But in that situation, oh Lord God, we here at the circle, oh Lord God, we need a word from you, Lord God. But if we don't hear from you, Lord God, what shall we do, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, sometimes it seems like they do things, oh Lord God, because it's Super Bowl Sunday coming up, oh Lord God, and they want people to be free to do what they want, oh Lord God, and Lord God, we just don't want any of our children hurt, oh Lord God, or anyone's children hurt, oh Lord God, or killed by this murdering demon called COVID, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. God, we come to you, oh Lord God, because this is our sacred hour, Lord God. This is our platform, oh Lord God, that you have ordained and blessed for well over 20 years, oh Lord God, maybe more or less, one or two. But Lord God, we come to thank you. That Akayus, because we able so to no kuyo ko by your Sunday, your Sunday. Hallelujah, God. We got that Akayus, able your Sia. Hallelujah, the Koba, that Sia. Amen, God. We understand now, Lord God. We have all things in echo. See, can Akayus under control, Lord God. We're standing in the gap, oh Lord God, for our children and loved ones, oh Lord God. Those relatives, oh Lord God, siblings, oh Lord God, that are bound by drugs and alcohol and and crack cocaine, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, whose mind is mixed up like a bowl of chops, God. God, we come standing in this gap, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, and be them given plenty of time, oh Lord God, to stir up trouble, oh Lord God, touching homes, oh Lord God, threatening, oh Lord God, they seem like it's had an uncertainty, oh Lord God. But we come to you, Lord God, because, Lord God, you're the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, and the last, oh, Lord God. We come to this hour of power, pray, Lord God, to worship you, oh, Lord God, praying that you would touch God in a mighty way, oh, Lord God. Just people as the masses, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lots of people at this time, oh, Lord God, they're suffering from depression, oh, Lord God, and confusion, oh, Lord God. Seem like things are spinning out of control, oh, Lord God. But, Lord God, you said in your word, oh, Lord God, that you would keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, oh, Lord God. Help us, oh, Lord God, and help you on belief, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Everyone that's looking for the job, oh, Lord God, everyone looking to come out of the hospital, everyone that's looking for the healing, oh, Lord God, increase their faith, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Because the earth is the Lord, the fullness of the Akayosia. Help, O Sitono, Kobaba, Kayasa, God. We thank you, Lord God, because you are love, O Lord God. Hallelujah to the God. Best pastor in a special way, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Regulate things, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord, there are those, O Lord God, that come seeking our face, O Lord God. They need to hear from you, O Lord God. They need a word from you, O Lord God. Lord God, strengthen the pastor on every side, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Strengthen marriages, oh, Lord God. Bless the newlyweds, Rosalind, oh, Lord God. Lord God, bless the ones that are at the church, oh, Lord God. They got married last year, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we bless your name today, oh, Lord God. We praise your name as we go forth in this hour of power prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Oh, amen. Yeah. Again. Thank you, Lord God. You are great. Hallelujah.
Oh, you're great.
You do miracles, so great.
Yes.
There is no one else like you.
Yes.
There is no one else like you. Hallelujah. I believe the wife has the scripture of the week there.
Yes.
God, we thank you.
Yes.
And we praise you.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory,
God, we came here to worship you, Lord God. We came here to get refreshed from you this morning, O Lord God, that our refreshing would come from the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. Let it be well, O Lord God. Let these hear prayer, Lord God. This prayer supplication be pleasing in thy sight. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord, everyone. May God continue to bless you all. Good morning. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you all. We do give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to our beloved Pastor Bundage, to Pastor Scholastica, and to all the wonderful saints and clergy and those that's on the line. We do thank God for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. Praise God. I'll be reading 1 Thessalonians Chapter 3, our scripture the week is verse 12, but I'm going to just read 11 to 13, praise the Lord, in your hearing, and it goes like this, 1 Thessalonians 3, and I'm reading from 11 to 13. It says, "Now God himself, our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, direct our way unto you. And the Lord make you to increase and to abound in love, one toward another, and toward all men, as even we do toward you. to the end that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all of his saints. Praise the Lord, saints. What a powerful prayer Apostle Paul is praying for the church at Thessalonica and also to us as well. And Paul, in this prayer, expresses his strong desire that the Lord would keep on increasing the Thessalonica's love one for the other. He is so important and to understand that Paul desired to see their love to be greatly increased. Hallelujah. And we, as Christians, we ought to remember that it is the will of God that we love one another as well as all others, and that we should be concerned for the lost, because we know the Lord says in his word that he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So we ought to be concerned about those in the body of Christ. We lift them up in prayer as an expression of our love daily, and also we ought to be lifting up those who are unsaved, that they would come into the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's so important, saints, that as we go from our day-to-day, duties that we have to do, is to keep in our hearts to abound more. In other words, we want to increase our love for the body of Christ, and the way we express that love is to intercede the more, hallelujah, for the body of Christ. Intercede more, pray more. If it's in your ability, you call and check on one another from time to time. Not just, gather on Sundays, which we know many do, by in person as well as on the internet. We ought to just personally call those that God may put a sister on your heart or a brother on your heart. Call, check on them, see how they're doing. You know what I mean? Encourage each other. This is what Apostle Paul is saying. We need to comfort one another. We need to encourage one another as we're allowing the Holy Spirit to cause the love of God to increase in our hearts. Praise the Lord. We ought to be praying and asking God for more of his Holy Spirit to be upon us so that we can give out the love the more to others, to the body of Christ and to believers. We ought to set aside a day where we get with another believer. Hey, let's go around to the mall and let's give out some tracts, Praise the Lord. From time to time, I get with a young lady and we give out tracts. We give out tracts to families of slain children. Praise God. We, in other words, wherever you can impact lives, do it. You know what I mean? For the glory of God, knowing that souls are so important to God. And so, therefore, souls should be also important to us. We are children of the light. We are children of the day. So we should have a deep concern for the soul salvation of those who are not saved as well as those that are saved. Because we have to understand, saints of God, and I'm sure you're all familiar with what I'm going to say, is that every day all of us are bombarded with so many trials, so many tests. But saints of God, we got to pass the test. We got to hold on to God's unchanging hand in spite of the trials. We don't know what each other's going through, but we can at least encourage each other along the way. As I stated, encourage each other in the body of Christ as well as those who are not saved. We're going to encourage those that are not saved in our families, in our communities, our jobs, wherever we will find ourselves. Let people know you can make it. You know what I mean? Encourage those that seem downhearted or downtrodden. From time to time, of course, I use the bus and And I get to talk to many people along the route there. And so many times God has given me the boldness to tell a woman that I may see, you know, that, and especially when she's looking down and I let her know, sister, you're going to make it, no matter what you're going through. You know, and sometimes I even offer to pray. And you'll be surprised how many people are willing for you to pray with them. So let the love, the true love of Jesus Christ be manifested, y'all, in our daily activities, the duties that we have, the tasks that we have. Let's include Jesus. Let's put him first. And let's pray at the beginning of our day, which I do. I say, Lord, lead me to a soul today, to encourage. Lord, give me one soul. That's what I ask God. Lord, just give me one. And you know, God is faithful to that. And he'll give you more than one to encourage along the course of a day. But the thing is so important, say that Apostle Paul here encourages the saints at Thessalonica and to encourage them to comfort one another, to let the love of God abound in them. Hallelujah. And as Christians, we should want to love one another, and especially the lost. We remember that Jesus is the good shepherd, and he demonstrated his love for us, and that he called us into the fold. The scriptures give us to know that God chose us before the foundation of the world to be saved. Jesus illustrated his love by telling the story about the shepherd who left the 99 sheep to rescue the one lost sheep. Hallelujah. So therefore, we must have a sincere passion for the lost. Hallelujah. When he brought the lost sheep in, he called his neighbors to rejoice with him. And the story is in Luke 15, 1 through 7. Praise the Lord. The Lord is concerned about the lost. And that should be our concern. We should have a love and let that love abound. In other words, abound means increase. Let that true longing to see people saved, let that desire increase in your heart and have compassion. In other words, we got to put some legs to our faith. We love them enough to, like I say, speak to them, speak with them, share the gospel, give them a track along the way, talk to them about the goodness of the Lord. And it's so important that we share our own testimony, especially to those who are not saved. We have to let people know we were not born saved, but we had to recognize that we needed a Savior. And Jesus came and saved our souls and delivered us out of our darkness, delivered us out of our spiritual Egypt. It's so important that we let others know of the love of Jesus Christ, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. I pray I encourage you all to encourage someone else, to comfort someone else, thank you, God. We have to bid people to the arms of Jesus and to the love of Jesus. But Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. We have to let Jesus, the saints and the people know that Jesus is the answer for the world today. The saints as well as sinners, we have to encourage the saints to keep on fighting this good fight of faith. We love you all dearly, and we pray there was something that may have been said to encourage your faith and walk with Jesus Christ this morning. We truly love you all, and have a blessed, blessed day. In the name of Jesus, love you all. Continue to pray one for the other. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, right here. Oh.
Amen. But yeah, you was able to hear, right? Amen. You sound super pretty good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Little song that came up in my mind, it says, just because I walk with thee, frantic Jesus, is my plea. daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. I am weak, but God is strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. And when this feeble life is gone, and time for me would be no more, who'll be there to lead me on? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll be thanking for the word this morning in the scripture of the week. Hallelujah. As we continue in this hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah. We're going to go forth in the name of Jesus. We're going to get your name and your prayer request this morning. Hallelujah to God. I just want to take a minute to see if Pastor Donnie has something that is on our heart that get that prompting every time to see what's going on, and then we'll continue in this hour of power of prayer in the name of Jesus. Pastor Donnie, is there? Glory to God.
I just want to keep families in prayer. It's just stuff going on in the families, distress, depression, anger, bitterness, just seems like it's just piling up in the family's lives. People are dying and people are getting totally out of sorts with their mind. So I just want to pray for families as we, on yesterday we were praying for those who are mourning. There are many people who are passing away and families just don't know what to do, and just want to pray that God would give strength for those who are losing their loved ones. And oh my goodness, yes, that is what is on my heart this morning. And I please keep Manasseh in prayer for demon of depression to be removed from his mind.
I'm sorry, Pastor. I didn't mean to talk over you.
Yeah, and I also want to keep our sister Linda in prayer. She's still in the hospital, so we just need to pray that God will heal her and help her even to find a job.
Okay, amen, amen. Yeah, sorry about talking all while you're talking. That could be sometimes I use the phone. But we'll keep Sister Linda in prayer. And it's true, it's just the time that we're going through.
Yes, it is.
And it's not only there. I mean, we got to pray because people, they're taking a permanent answer for a temporary situation because things are always changing. And one lady, she just couldn't find a job. I don't remember her name. And she just was thinking, and the next thought was suicide. And when you commit suicide, you don't have no eternal life then. You don't appreciate the love of God that he has given life to you. And everything's getting confused because he knows his time is near. So all those demons, they then get all charged up. There's so much confusion going on. And they're trying to go forth. They're trying to push back. They're trying to push back and go right back into the same type of lifestyle as like Isaiah said, the dog that returned, the hog did a wallowing in the mire, and the dog returned his vomit and stuff. And God is moving the church. The church is waking up. God is moving the church forward now in the name of Jesus. He's moving it forward. And you best believe that because you're standing at the helm or because you're praying, that's his main attack, hallelujah to God, because he's coming to the fact that some of the saints are coming and more of the saints are coming into the knowledge and waking, and their eyes are opening that they have life and death in the power of their tongue, and they have the power to bind and loose. And we've been binding up stuff and loosing and been praying close to 20 some years, you know, here just in the circle of friends here and the ministry here. And you better believe you got that, you got that number one target. You're most wanted. You're most wanted. Everything come up to handle you. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't stop there. Every time that a situation would come up, the first thing that it does is think of something negative to place in your mind, hallelujah, or something derogatory to say, to cause strife, hallelujah to God. You know, someone, actually, I was praying with a family yesterday, and they're moving back to Georgia. They're moving back to Georgia. No, they moved back to Florida. And the husband was so happy, the husband and the children's father, he was so happy there. He was so happy for the prayer. But it said, I said, we're praying early. They're coming this week. I said, but we have to pray early to access and give the angels time to go out there to make the way, because he don't want to see the family. He's under the attack, and he wants to attack everyone that names the name of Christ. It's just like we have the sister in the hospital there. There's constant prayer going on. Just this morning as I came on the prayer line, people come, I heard a word, just an off word sometimes you hear. Something come on, I heard on a broadcast that many people get thrown into depression and stuff, and a good word come, a valid word, and right away God gives you that's what the person is going through. So we're not giving up hope or anything. We just have to be more vigilant, hallelujah to God. We have to pray harder and be continuously in prayer. You know, I seen people, thanks to God, they see them on their phone, and I be talking to them. I said, well, Nicole would say, well, what's going on? They're playing on the video game. Nothing wrong with the video games on the phone. But I said, you spent hours on that game there. You know, every time I would come across you and you poking on these keys, and there's lives that need to be saved, that need to be gone up to the Father in the name of the Son. Hallelujah to God. This would strengthen you, and it would strengthen your walk. That's why Paul said, I don't ever cease from praying from you, making mention to you. You said, for this call that we're called to, we bow our knees to the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, that your need be met, because he's after our families. All he want to do is work, having hallelujah to God, and all kinds of things are in the news. I understand what you're saying, Pastor Darling. And I thank God that we have this hour of power of prayer, to get ourselves together, to wake up with our minds stayed on Jesus, hallelujah to God. Because everything that we need from God, we have to be able to enter in to the presence of God. The old song said, in the presence of Jehovah, the Almighty God, problems vanish, hallelujah to God. He keeps your mind in perfect peace of mind and stayed on him, hallelujah to God. So when we go up for prayer, we make this prayer request, we must stop talking, and we're going to go before God. You have to keep that mind, that mindset of prayer all day long. Some are working. I know that you're working, but some have time. And before you would just go to, they even know that they go to the young and the restless or something, you can spend that time interceding that God bring people out of the hospital, and that Brother Manasseh down there in Australia, hallelujah to God, prayer be continuously made. That's what brought Peter out of the prison. So much so you have to believe in your prayer. That's why the name Rhoda is in the Bible, because when Peter came to the door, she was praying in the spirit, because she's in the Lamb's Book of Life. It says a damsel came to Hawking named Rhoda. They don't know Peter at all, but they said that she did not open the door for gladness. She did not open the door for gladness, because they said, no, it's not that day. Because sometimes people just pray just to be praying, but hallelujah. But when you're in the spirit, that's what the passion is, hallelujah to God. These things burden your heart. It comes to God, comes right to the broadcast and says, continue to pray and turn to the voice. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Pastor Donald. We're going to Nakayoshia. We're going to get the names. And the prayer close to you, Nakayoshia. He's worthy, saints of God, of the praise. You got to stand on the promises of God that cannot fail. Hallelujah to God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come.
Yes.
Yes, sir, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. This is Sister Gladys this morning, and I thank God for the word that just came forth today. I thank God, and I just jumped right out of bed, and I began
to commend the commander of my day, because family, you know, in God's word, he says, for much is given, much is required. So we have to, as the enemy walks to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. And that's what he's out to do, to try to kill and to kill all of the saints of God. And once he gets your mind and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, it just becomes harder. So I command the commander of my day every morning. And I'm just not saying, you know, because it's different for everybody, but as for me, and I'm talking about me, that when I get up in the morning, sometimes three, whenever he get me up, sometimes I'll lay down, go to bed early, and lay down and go to sleep, and then he wakes me up around about 2 o'clock, or 1 or 2 o'clock, and I'm saying, when I look at my clock, I say, God, you know, I'm thinking it's 5 o'clock to get up for prayer, you know, but sometimes he gets me up early, so we can command the morning of our day, and that sets the course of our whole entire day, that when the, you know, enemy tries to come in like a flood, we have already petitioned God with our prayers, you know, and we speak life into y'all situation, that, you know, and to what we want God to do, to make her pregnant, by commanding the morning of our day, that God open his eyes to our cry first thing in the morning, so it can carry us through the rest of the day. We can just meditate if we don't have the, can get the word out to just really read it, just to meditate on the things that, you know, that we've already prayed about, you know, in prayer, and to just reach out for others, you know, and let them know, you know, what God has done for us. All we can do is give them our testimony and let them know what God has done for us, to encourage. And I love getting up and encouraging. God put somebody on my heart to encourage. So every day, you know, that I look around, there's something new going on within my family. And I pray to God, you know, let us come to pray to God that he help us, give us the strength for that more. For that more, as a child of God, as a Christian, that more that he gives us, you know, to be strong, to be able to carry the load in the name of Jesus. Not that it's a bad thing, but to be able to be strong, and he gives us the strength to do whatever we need to do that day for our families, no matter what that we're going through. And it seems like the more we pray, then, you know, that they start acting up, you know, really worse. But, you know, I see that as a door of opportunity, knowing that when they're acting up like that, the victory is right beyond that door. And we can't lose heart, you know, and faith, because they, you know, seems like they're acting, you know, worse and worse and worse. But that worse to me is like God turning a curse round to be a blessing in the name of Jesus. So we have to watch and continue to trust God, trust the process, no matter what it is, just trust his process, because he'll use a bad thing to turn it around for our good in the name of Jesus. So we can't lose heart. We can't faint by what we see. We don't go by what we see. We go about, you know, what the word of God says, no matter how bad that is, you know, that what it looks like. Just know that God sees all. Our prayers have went up before him already, so we want to give him the glory and the honor and the praises, and believe and trust God for our healing, trust God for our finances, trust God for everything that Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, left in his word, when he said it was finished, it is finished. Everything is covered in the name of Jesus. And sometimes I lose heart. Sometimes, you know, and I get, you know, sort of like a discouragement trying to come upon me. But when I really think about the goodness of the Lord, and what all the Jesus and what all he's done for me, my soul shout out, hallelujah. I thank God for even saving me. And I appreciate God for his grace and his mercy and his understanding. And Lord, that when we, you know, stumble along the way, God knows every time we're going to stumble. God knows every time that we're going to, you know, like just get, you know, sort of weary in the name of Jesus. But he knows all these things. So all of these things are covered, hallelujah, on Christ's last day when he, hallelujah, gave up the ghost. It was finished. Everything that we can take, that's no new thing. There's no new thing that's coming up before God that he hasn't even covered. So we got to still trust and believe in his word. His word is true. His word is sad. And he's always proven himself to us over and over and over and over again. And I can look back over my life and my past, and I can see the times where I could have been taken out, hallelujah, by a bullet, hallelujah. Somebody could have killed me, hallelujah, or me just being out of the will of God, knowing that it wasn't right, but just going ahead, doing everything that I was thought I was big and bad enough to do. But in the end, we're going to always, always look up and see, you know, where God has brought us from. And I thank God that he still saw fit to, hallelujah, to bless me, that I'm still here today instead of all of those negative and wrong things that I've done out there in that world. And so we got to realize that, hallelujah, the things that we've done in this life, in our past, it is passed down to some of our children in the name of Jesus. So we got to be patient with them right now, because I look back over my life, why is they doing it? This, I'm talking about my family. Why is they doing this? And why are they doing that? And then, well, the Holy Ghost let me know, well, glad as you did. And when people were trying to talk to you and you didn't listen, but in timing, God is about timing, 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 where we're tested and we're, you know, and everything. We're tested, pass the test in the name of Jesus, and know that we came out of, we thought we did it, stopped on our own, but we didn't stop on our own. And whereas my daughter said, Mama, I don't know whether to hate you or love you, because I was out there doing my thing. She caught me out there in it. And it was so embarrassing to me that I wanted just to stick my head, just crawl down up underneath the earth and bury myself. And I lost all hope. At that time, I lost the respect that she had for me. But I knew that I was going to do everything that I could in my power to gain back that trust, to gain back that love, to gain back, you know, for that she once had for me. And now, hallelujah, she will trust me with her life. Trust the family with my life. The trust me. Right. And so those things that we did, hallelujah, our children are going through some of those things, not just only us ourselves, but, you know, maybe our husbands, maybe some generational curse that's in the family. So we got to be patient with them. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And just trust, and believe that God hears every prayer. No, it's not in our time. No. But it's when God said so, and we got to think back to how we were in our time, and we look at our children and stuff like that. Well, why this or why that? Some things you might not know of, but that's on us to ask the Holy Ghost to bring things back to our remembrance of things that we know that we need to pray for, things that we know that we've been into that we sort of like forgotten. Because some things, when God changed your mind, you know, some things, when we come into God, we lose sight. Well, you know, I don't want to think about that no more, because God done changed me and stuff like that. Yeah, God done changed you, but sin is sin.
Yeah.
And sometimes that comes upon our children and other family members and stuff, those generations. And so we just got to trust God, process, no matter what we see, no matter what is done. Yes, this world is getting crazier and crazier. The Bible is fulfilling itself. And so we got to know, we're seeing the signs of the times right now, so we got to trust God even more. These things, and we don't have to worry, we don't have to, hallelujah, be uneasy about it, because we know that he got us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. So I'm just thankful. I don't want to take up any more time and stuff like that, but I just wanted to share that, because sometimes God has to, you know, Holy Ghost have to shake me a little bit to get me back on track. So I continue to pray for me, for my, you know, alignment in God, to keep me alignment, to give me the strength that I need to be able to endure of all the pressures and stuff that is coming forth at me on every turn, everybody in the family, you know, trying to take on their load, and yet still I got to still be where I need to be. So prayer, you know, and let God do what he needs to do for us to keep us where we need to be, so we can be there for family members, where we can be there for other people that are out there that don't even know God. So keep ourselves strong in the Lord, in the name of Jesus. And the Holy Ghost, give us that strength, that leadership, that guidance, hallelujah, and to illuminate our minds. Hallelujah. Yes. Give us a teachable spirit in the name of Jesus. Yes. Let us let the fruits of the Spirit be joined with the gift of the Spirit, and let it do the work that God has called it to do in Jesus' name. So continue to pray for me, hallelujah, that I be in my proper place where I need to be. Yes, trouble will come, and it reminds me of the palm trees in Florida. They bend. When a storm comes, they bend, they bend, they bend, but they don't break.
That's hallelujah.
That's
amen.
So that's my
amen.
Analogy of that, because Florida is my home, my birthplace. So I just want to thank God for that. So we continue to pray for the family. I'm in agreement, total agreement about the family. Yes. But most of all, we pray that we do what we need to do so we can continue to keep doing what God has called us to do. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay, Pastor Darling, I didn't mean to talk across that. I didn't mean to cut you off. You had more to say. Please take it from here, please. Thank you. Amen.
Okay. Well, praise God. Thank you, Sister Gladys, for sharing that word. And opening the lines. If you have a prayer request before we get to that prayer request, they share that today, right now.
Who the boy Vito is. I got to get his last name. Mm. It's Vito Johnson.
Vito Johnson. It's a prayer
Vito?
Request. I think he's Vito, uh-huh.
What?
What was the ailment, Wonderland? He got hit. Oh yeah, he got hit by a car. He's in the ICU. Vito Johnson. Okay, and Vito Johnson got hit by a car. He's in the
pediatric ward.
He's in the pediatric ward.
Yes.
Oh, a little boy.
Little, yes.
Yes. Good morning. I'm request. This is for Samir here, requesting prayer for my daughter for surgery. If you could pray for her healing, she's ran into some things that might be complication toward the surgery, but pray for healing for her. Her name is Cece. Thank you.
Cece or Sissy?
Cece or Shanitra.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is this Sister Mary?
Yes.
Okay.
Sister Mary.
Mm-hmm. We have someone else?
Okay.
Go and get our power. Yes, go ahead, Pastor Don.
Okay. All right. So we have these prayer requests this morning. We'll be praying for our Sister Linda. She's in the hospital, and for her to get her job. We're praying for Menashe, that he will come out of his depressive spirit. People who are in mourning, families that are being bombarded with death and depression, be removed. We loosen the spirit of peace today, and then we just heard Vito, who was hit by the car in the pediatric ward, and then Shanitra, surgery healing for her body. And as we're praying, we just, you know, throw things out there in the atmosphere for the Lord to do the work. We know that he's here for us, and we want to continue to thank God for Charlotte's healing. Charlotte, you know, she had that surgery a couple weeks or so, maybe a month or so ago. And so we're praying and thanking God for that healing. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's come together right now. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we just praise you. We magnify your name, God and God alone. We know, Father, today, your prayer. Lord, we don't think lightly that you are such a time as this. We intercede on behalf of God. Intercede on behalf of our families, Lord. Lord, we know that there are a lot of things going on in our lives, Lord. We have today.
We pray that you keep the body, Lord.
God, clear the line.
In the name of the Lord, I pray for Lisa Joy in the name of the Lord, I pray for Lisa Joy in the name of the Lord, I pray for Lisa Joy in the name of the Lord, I pray for Lisa Joy in the name of the Lord, I pray for Lisa Joy in the name of the Lord, I pray for Lisa Joy in the name of the Lord, I pray for Lisa Joy in the name of the Lord, I pray for Lisa Joy in the name of the Lord, I pray for Lisa Joy in the name of the Lord, I pray for Lisa Joy in the name of the Lord, I pray for Lisa Joy in the name of the Lord, I pray for Lisa Joy in the name of the Lord, I pray for Lisa Joy in the name of the Lord, I pray for Lisa Joy in the name of the Lord, I pray for Lisa Joy in the name of the Lord, I pray for Lisa Joy in the name of the Lord, I pray for Lisa Joy in the name of the Lord, I pray for Lisa Joy in the name of the Lord, I pray for Lisa Jo
Pastor Darlene, could you mute the board so everybody else can pray, because it's the interference here.
Praise you today, for all these families, oh God. There are so many families who are going through. Oh God,
but remember, sister, walk thou, oh God. It is passing of her sister, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for these prayers this morning. And as we are at the top of the hour, I am so grateful for Apostle Horsley and his wonderful bride, Evangelist Wonderland, and the words of encouragement that we will encourage one another. That is something that we should be doing consistently, and I thank you for bringing that, reminding us. You know, some of us may forget to call one another and say a kind word because there are so many people who just don't have anyone to talk to. Many people are isolated, and it's just causing depression. It's causing people to be feel like they don't want to be here anymore. So we thank the Lord for the word today, and Sister Gladys for sharing also, and all the prayers, the fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man avail us much. And this morning I cover and fill all prayers with the blood of Jesus, and we rebuke everything that every witch, every warlock, every wizard, anybody out there, every demonic spirit that is trying to attack our lives and our families. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that we speak against every generational curse. If you see a curse that is being propagated down through your bloodline, you speak to it, decree and declare that it is removed in the name of Jesus. I decree that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject those words in the name of Jesus. They shall not come to pass. And I encourage you to speak these words over your life and over your family on a consistent basis, because you don't know what somebody is saying during the course of a day. We send it back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we will continue to seek the face of God. And though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper and we live in continuous abundance. I decree that all my brothers and sisters in Christ are blessed of the Lord, and we are the lender and not the borrower. I hope that everybody grabs a hold of that word, because that's in the book of Proverbs, that we shall be the lender and not the borrower in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are anointed by God to do his work, and as we're leaving today, I want every one of you to know that I really love you. I appreciate you. I am just glad for what you are doing. All the people who have been here down through the years, people have come and gone. We all have our seasons, but I thank you for just joining with us in the morning to be in agreement with God and with what we are doing, because two are better than one, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. So we thank the Lord for the unity here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. So go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Have a beautiful day. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L-A-Y. second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Leigh Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.